So, you are the first interviewee from for our podcast, Cauldron, Cauldron, Boil. Welcome, Brian Hazing.
Hello.
So, Brian, tell me a little bit about yourself. What project have you been working on recently?
I have been working on adapting one of my favorite short stories from my favorite book into a film, a short film, over the past few months, and really in the fundraising stages right now.
Whose novel are you adapting, and what's it called?
It's Duffy's Jacket by Bruce Coville, and it's about some cousins who are reluctantly taken on a camping trip by their mothers, and then one of them is very forgetful, and they end up in this weird house where they're told to beware the sentinel, and nobody really knows what that is, but
so tell me
from that point forward, weird stuff starts to
Brian, yeah. how did you find out about the novel? I mean, why do you want to adapt this one in particular?
It really seemed like the style of films that I want to make. Like, I'm a huge fan of like Nickelodeon, like The Adventures of Pete and Pete, and Are You Afraid of the Dark? And this is like, and just any like Halloween anything. And it was a really good blend of like all those fun feelings, and it has a lot of like that, just that vibe of like like anything Spielberg's done kind of has that feel to it. And
yeah, so I mean, I've seen the teaser trailer that you guys released, yeah. And it looks very interesting. I always use this term, but it's like nostalgia induced teaser. It has, you know, the kid aspect that I find you know, enjoyable for those types of storylines, you know. Yes. Goosebumps and Eerie Indiana and Are You Afraid of the Dark,
Goonies and Monster Squad.
Yeah, exactly. For some reason those are you know, I don't know, they just have really good storylines generally. So you read this book as a kid?
Yeah, I was about 15, about the age of the kids in the story. So
okay, so how did you get hooked up with Bruce? How did you go about asking him, like, oh yeah, I want to make your short story into a short film? How did you go about asking him?
My girlfriend, who's also the producer of the film, she'd known obviously what my favorite book was, and she'd gotten me a copy of one of his books, and she'd been talking to him for a while, like before we were dating and everything, and just kind of back and forth. And I was like, oh, I really want to do this project. And then eventually we just kind of were like, okay, let's ask him. And then we started emailing back and forth, and he's been awesome to work with.
So, I mean, it's kind of that easy in a sense sometimes, where I think a lot of people think, oh man, I would love to turn this one of my favorite stories into a short film or a movie, but you know, oh, I don't even know where to begin. Sometimes all it takes is just, I'm going to look up who this, you know, the author or whatever, and contact that person, whoever has the rights to it, and just simply ask like, hey, I want to make this movie. It's, you know, not for profit type thing. Would you be interested in, you know, doing an option on it?
Yeah. And he's been every bit as cool as I'd hoped, and it's been a wonderful process.
So tell me, I know that you guys are doing a Kickstarter campaign for this. I've been helping out, obviously. I noticed that, well, I guess we just started talking about it, and I just got to thinking, would it be possible for fans on some pledge bracket to get a signed copy of the story.
I could look into that and see.
You know, like, for big fans, I think that would be a big draw for people to be able to say, hey, you know, I love the book. And by helping the short story get off the ground, I'm able to get that novel signed by Bruce himself. Yeah, I think that would be kind of cool, whether it's possible or not. But I think that would be really cool to have.
Definitely.
So tell me, okay, so you did an option with him, and so now you have permission to turn his work into, you know, a short film.
Yeah.
You're trying to gain the funds for it. How much money are you asking for, and what is it going towards? You know, like, is it... You know, who's going to be in the movie? Is it going for cast? Is it going for travel? Where is it going to be shot at? I think that a lot of people would love to know these kind of details, you know.
It is shot in Aberdeen, South Dakota, which is – and a lot of the places we're shooting at, I'm really excited because they're the places I pictured while reading the book, around the Richmond Lake area. And the funding would go to mainly making it a full, like, professional production and getting all the things that movies need, including food and flying people in from LA. And, equipment, people to run the equipment, that sort of thing. So
I know, I mean, when you say equipment, I know you guys already have the camera, so you're not gonna be buying the camera. I think a lot of people like to know that money isn't going to equipment that you're purchasing. You guys shot the teaser on, I believe, the Red Epic or the Red Dragon with the Dragon sensor.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about that? Like, for most people, they shot it in high def, right? But what is so cool about the Dragon?
It can shoot in really low light, which I love, and it is can also shoot in 5K, which is like 5x HD. It can shoot a little higher than that even, but it's just an awesome, like, camera. It was used on the Hobbit films and the Spider-Man movies from the last few years, and it's just... It's basically Hollywood grade, and I love the camera. Like, I work with Sean O'Connell, and it's his camera, but Labyrinth Films, and do a lot of shoots with it, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't say enough good things about it, I guess.
So. No, I definitely... I'm a fan of yours, so I like to follow your work. And honestly, I wish that you were able to put out a lot more work than you have been. Yeah. I know, obviously, we all have limitations, but you're one of the filmmakers that your interests align with mine as far as the feel of your movies. A lot of times, the art direction and the acting, it's very fluid with what I like. So I'm definitely a big fan. And so tell me. Because when I watched the teaser, obviously I wasn't a part of that. I couldn't help but notice the wonderful location that you guys shot at. It looked fantastic, by the way. It's a Victorian home, but it looked all authentic. Tell me a little bit about it, because as a viewer, I'm wondering, are you going to be shooting the actual film at that location, or was this just the location for the teaser?
That is actually my girlfriend, who I mentioned earlier's parents' house, and it was built in 1904 and was the first house in Aberdeen to have a garage, which it still has. And and it's just the most beautiful, amazing place ever, and it's awesome, and we're so lucky to get to use it. And we hope to shoot the all the interiors for the film there, and I've scouted it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It looked really great. Especially when they're playing the board game down there by the fire.
Yeah.
it looked really, really awesome. So, so tell me, the people in the teaser trailer, who are they? Are they the cast that you're going with toward the movie? Who's all involved with this production?
I'm going to move because the air conditioner just kicked in. they are, Isaac Seaton, who is, and Jacob Womack and, Jade Gower. And they're all part of the theater around here and do a lot with that. And, Isaac is always making films for the Fishguard short film project that we do in Aberdeen. And, they're just incredibly talented kids that, are just kind of in our yard, and they look exactly the part as far as I'm like what I was going for, I guess. And they're just awesome, and they take direction really well, and and really wanted to get into the characters and did an awesome job. So
now it looks, I mean, it for me,
yeah,
I've never read the short story. Yeah. So I'm you know, this is all new to me. Mm-hmm. Are there copies available to purchase of his novel? Do you know that, if there yes. Or we can get any?
Yeah, they would be on his site. He has them for sale, and also on Amazon.com. But Odds Are Good is a big one, or his Book of Monsters, which I can't recommend enough. Also, and oddly enough, which is my favorite book of all time, and that's where I first read the story. And basically just online. I think there's an ebook version available too, but I'm not sure where.
Yeah. And for me, I think with these types of stories, I love having the hard copy there.
Yeah. Me too.
You know, growing up, I was a Goosebumps fanatic. So I, you know, as an adult now, I've gone on a mission to buy all of the Goosebumps books that I once had as a kid, but you know, you get older, parents throw it out, they sell it at a garage sale, you know, but now we're going back and buying them again.
Yes, I've done other things.
So these stories that, you know, like Duffy's Jacket, it's one of those things where, you know, you read as a kid, but when you're an adult, you look back on it and it's still highly enjoyable.
Yes. Oddly enough, I think Duffy's Jacket might be the only horror story included in that one, but there's awesome vampire and werewolf stories in it as well. And they kind of take a different angle to everything. There's just beautiful fantasy, and like it really tugs at the heartstrings for me. And like, I just think it's an amazing compilation of short stories, and like I said, it's my favorite book, so I also can't recommend that enough. So yeah,
fantastic. So going back to production of Duffy's Jackets, when are you planning on filming this, and when do you project it to be the finished product so people can view it?
We're hoping to be done within a few months, like 6 or 7 after principal photography. And, that will be in, we're shooting in October to get the seasons right. And, just cause I think that the film belongs in October anyway. And, I don't know. I feel like, well, one for scenery, but also it's cool to have that Halloween spirit in it. And I feel like that translates a lot to the story. So if you're filming it before the season, that's pretty cool, because not a lot of people can do that. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are your intentions with the movie once it's done? So like, what do you plan on doing with it? Are you going to release it, you know, on YouTube for free, or is it going film festivals, or?
Mostly film festivals, and hopefully we're also would give it to Bruce and whatever he would want to do with it, like as far as showing it to people, and hopefully have it on literature fairs or anywhere, like kind of encompassing the whole, like the book side, and just kind of just getting it out there and in that capacity.
Yeah, I mean, because the, you know, the market for indie films and whatnot has really changed, obviously. Yeah. So, you know, we're still trying to figure out what the best route to take is to get the maximum viewership available, you know, to get the most people to be able to see the finished product.
Yes. And it won't be available for sale probably at all. But helping out with the Kickstarter would be good in that respect, because you get a copy of the film for a $25 donation kind of a thing. So it's like you're buying a copy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is very reasonable price for a project like this. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you're not making any money off of it. Nobody is making any money off of it. So
or anything. It's
basically for the viewers and the audience.
Yeah. Yep.
So, so Duffy's Jacket, short film, adaptation from Bruce's short novel, correct?
Yes.
Filming it in October, and hopefully we'll have it available, you know, a couple months after that.
Yes.
Are you thinking about adapting any more of his stories, or is this just the only one that you've talked with him about?
It is the only one we've talked with, but like, I love all the stories, so I would definitely like to do all of them, but yeah.
Okay. I guess before we wrap up, are there any websites, social media that you want to give us that people can look at some of the behind the scenes photos? They can kind of keep up to date on the progress of the Kickstarter campaign.
If you search for Duffy's Jacket on Kickstarter, Facebook, and Twitter, you'll basically find the stuff.
Okay. And, you know, this podcast, again, this is Cauldron Boil. It's our very first podcast interview with Brian Hazing, and it will be available on mysterylibrary.co as well. And my name is Brett Yeager. I forgot to introduce myself at the beginning, but
it's Brett Yeager, guys.
Yeah, Brett Yeager. So this is I'm a filmmaker from now, I guess, Wisconsin. So it's kind of weird to say. Grew up in South Dakota and Minnesota my whole life, so now I'm a transplant, I guess. But I've had a chance with working on Brian on a few projects, most recently a feature-length film called Bone Jangles. And the guy is class act. I mean, nobody works harder than he does. He's great to work with, and he follows through on everything. So I do not expect anything less than brilliance for Duffy's Jacket. So I'm for one very excited to see what you guys can come up with. So
thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything you'd like to say before we sign off, Brian?
I don't know. I'll think of it when we sign off, but moment, except for I hope everyone enjoys the film.
Yeah, and obviously good luck on reaching your goal. And awesome. I guess one question before I have is, if your goal isn't met on Kickstarter, are you going to continue on with the project?
Hopefully. We will.
That's a tough question.
Yeah. We're going to try to get it made no matter what. And I guess that's all. All I know.
Yeah, and obviously for the people who've pledged, if they don't meet their goal, it doesn't cost you anything because the money gets returned to you. So it's kind of an all or nothing thing. So Brian and his crew for Duffy's Jacket has to, you know, obtain their $10,000 goal. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Brian. Well, thanks for taking time out of your busy day to talk with me on Cauldron Boil.
Well, thank you. The same.
You're very welcome. And we'll be talking with you on another podcast coming up on your experience for our horror film that we did, Bone Jangles.
Yes, so. that was an experience. It was exciting and fun.
All right, Brian. Well, I appreciate you know, taking your time, and we'll catch with you later.
All right. Sounds good.